listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Just waking up this morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dogs and no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from the girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up on later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24?
Hey! Welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
And we are live on a Wednesday.
We are.
A Game of Thrones recap Wednesday.
Yes.
Everybody's fave. And speaking of everybody's fave, we have a brand new guest to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed her before on Medium Talk a long time ago. Feel like it's been ages now. But it's our girl, Jemele Hill, who you guys should know from her new podcast on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Jemele Hill is Unbothered. I binged it today. It's great. Hey, Jemele, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me on. This should be a lot of fun.
Oh, man. Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
And before we even get started, I do want to say, we are just we stand for you.
We do.
You are, it's been so dope watching you. The glow up has been so real. You know what I mean?
Yes. We be rooting
for
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know it's pressure too, cause people, it's these days everybody's waiting for the next opinion they don't like, but you straight up are out there killing it, and it makes us so proud to be oh yeah, Jemele will not sell us out or
nope.
Get up there and just be you know what, today I'm taking a day off and Trump ain't that bad,
no.
we don't ever have to worry about that. So
no you don't. Me and Roger talk and I'd be like, look at her making a mad. She making a mad.
Well, I appreciate that. I've always told people, I'm definitely a person that what you see is what you get. So I'm not here for the fake stuff. And I do enjoy the fact that, especially now in this post ESPN life, people are getting to understand that, I've always represented, this is not something that just started when these comments that I had about Donald Trump happened in 2017.
Right.
And I don't feel like I'm trying to represent. It's just who I am. Right. I don't know any other way to be. So, this is kind of what you get. It's either, you take it or leave it.
Well, it's been super dope, man. And I don't know you, but it's it feel like family, where it's oh shit, Jemele.
I know you guys.
Yes. I'm oh Jemele, she.
Yes, we always cheering and rooting.
Came a long way from the sports reporters to now,
Come on.
So it's been a journey.
Yeah.
So it's been dope. And then can you tell everybody before we get into the recap, about the new podcast for them to check out on Spotify?
As you mentioned, it's called Jemele Hill is Unbothered, available Mondays and Thursdays. And, it's just kind of a continuation of what people have known me to do. The difference is just, this is not sports based. So, I have two co-hosts, Michael Arsenault and Cole Wiley, and this will be a mixture of, us, and our shenanigans and some newsmakers. Where I hope to learn as much from my guests, where it's an even exchange,
Mm-hmm.
So far we're off to a really great start. We're three episodes in. The fourth one is tomorrow with, Charles Barkley. So far we've had on Killer Mike and T.I. and coming up, we'll have, Charlamagne and, Stacey Abrams. And, somebody I'm forgetting. Gosh. Oh, Tone Bell, who's in the new movie Little, a comedian who's really, really funny.
Yep.
So yeah, I have a very good guest rollout that's coming, but, I think people will be, they'll really enjoy it just because some of the favorite people they love listening to, as you guys know, podcasts, they give you an intimate environment with somebody. And so they wind up telling you things, that you wouldn't, otherwise, have learned about him. I taped one a couple of days ago with Cat Williams, and it's tough to say this, but it will definitely be among the best ones I've done, because Cat is extremely honest and extremely thoughtful. Mm. And so I'm very much looking forward to people hearing that one.
Yeah, and it's already been great. Like I said, I heard T.I. and Killer Mike, and I getting to hear a side of them that I would not have heard before. You know, and I love listening to T.I. because he's just so vocabulacious. I know it's not a word, but but I just love.
But every time he says a word, you have this thought in your mind, like, is this actually a word, right? Or do I need to go look this up?
Right.
Because he does have an incredible vocabulary, and I love his accent combined with the vocabulary just right. makes
yes.
it very fun to listen to.
And he throws it in with just like regular shit, so it's like he'll be like, well, you know, when you get when you want to put the rims on it, it's gonna be looking splendiferous. I'm like,
do I need to Google that?
Can rims look splendiferous?
Right.
But it'd be right most of the time. So yeah, it's I can't wait to hear these other interviews, because like I said, those are really dope. So all right, no further delay. I know what the rest of you guys are here for. You just want to hear us talk about Game of Thrones.
Yes.
All right. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, The Blackout Test. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
an unofficial sport,
football,
and Bullet Ball Extreme. And today's podcast is brought to you by listeners like you guys. All right, go out there and support us. TheBlackoutTest.com/premium. Hear all the stuff behind the paywalls.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you can hear Jemele Hill, me interviewing her on Medium Talk, calling her rise to success. I'm not gonna take all the credit. I feel like her hard work and her integrity and talent probably carried her most of the way, but I feel like a little bit of the way was us talking at lunch. So all right, let's get into the Game of Thrones recap. Let me play this music real quick. Jam every time. It's a jam every time.
For real, ain't it?
This episode is called A Night.
It's a bop.
It really is. It's funny how it grows on you, because the first time I heard it, I was like, man, they trying to really do something with this old elevated nerd Dungeons and Dragons shit. But like season 7, it's like you have like a Pavlovian response of like, oh my god, the show is coming on. It's so great. This episode is the second in season 8. We only have 4 left.
I know.
The name of it is A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, and Knight is spelled K-N, Knight, or as Davos would say, nigget. and it had 10 million people watch it, and who knows how many people bootlegged it. I'll start as always by asking, before we get into the detail recap, Karen, what'd you think about this episode overall?
I loved it. It was funny. It was good. We moved the storyline along. It's almost like you waiting for the Super Bowl because you like, come on Sunday.
And what about you, Jemele? What'd you think about this episode overall?
I really thought it was good in terms of setting the table. I know a lot of Game of Thrones fans have complained because I think the rest of the entire series always gets you accustomed to violence, losing people. And these first two episodes have been about reunions and have been about reestablishing connections. Some of these characters haven't been on the scene with each other or haven't been in scenes with each other since like the first season.
Right.
So this was a chance to, I think, reestablish their relationships. So I understood it. Like, I very much thought about these two episodes in the same way I think about season 2 of The Wire, which a lot of people don't like, but I understood why season 2 of The Wire was necessary, much like I understood why these first two episodes were necessary.
Yeah, for me, it made me feel like everybody was gonna die, and I really wish that I really wish I had known before the episode started that it wasn't a battle in here, but I don't like to look up those kind of spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like my nerves would have been at ease if I would have known, like, oh, everyone's gonna make it through this one. This is just about, like, you know, happy times, reunions, final words, things of that nature. And then next week is when it's gonna be all hell breaking loose. So but I loved it. I the second time I watched it, I really enjoyed it because I took my time. I was like, oh yeah, in this scene they were talking. Now there is a lot of talking. There's no real action in this one, so you know, if you was looking for dragons, giants, mm-mm, wolves, you might have been a little let down. But I was looking for dialogue and love, and we got a lot of that.
Yeah, you did. And the thing is, it was a lot of history. Like, when people got together, you was like, oh my god, this is like decades and decades of histories, them talking about battles they fought each other, you know. And so it was just really loving just to see them actually acknowledge, like, hey, y'all been watching, we see you, and this, we're gonna kind of pay you off for being dedicated to the show.
Alright.
Yeah, I mean, just like Rob, I had that same sort of sinking feeling where I love to see people together. At the same time, in the back of my mind, I'm like, yep, they did. They did. Yes, they gonna die. They ain't gonna make it.
And they were reminding us too. It's like they would be hugging each other and be like, "Well, we about to die." Like, damn, like, y'all can't even have a good time. It's not. It's, hey, what's up, dog? Oh man, nothing about to die. You ready to die? Yeah, I'm ready to die. So I like I said, I'll speed through a bit because sometimes we get a little detailed on here. So we open up in Winterfell as Danny. It's like Danny, Sansa, and John are all like on, you know, sitting at the table. And Jamie Lannister is like presenting to them, like, hey, what up, y'all? And Danny is reading this nigga for filth. She is like, my brother used to tell me a story about how you killed our daddy, and one day we was gonna fuck you up real, real good. And guess what? Today is a day. And Jamie was like, see, what had happened was, I don't have that army. So you, I know you was expecting me to show up with like thousands and thousands of troops. My sister lied, dog. She never had no intentions of sending them dudes. And now she actually has an army that she's waiting on y'all to die up here with. And then, like, when y'all get finished, her army's gonna kill your army, and there won't be anybody left. So hey, my bad. He came empty handed.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely hit her with that. That should be on the slant. Right. You know what I'm saying? It, like, it don't even look like it's supposed to look. But let me tell you, I mean, and at least, you know, he got to show that he was willing to sell out Cersei, yeah. You know, and I think he knew once he decided to leave and ride off and fulfill this mission to fulfill his word that I think he accepted what the possible consequences would be, because, you know, he knows Cersei, she crazy as fuck. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah. You know, he might get dealt with as a result of all of this. So he had to at least show them that he does have some loyalty, you know, to his word.
Yeah, he showed up like, hey, y'all, I'm sorry I'm late to the cookout. I know I was supposed to bring the plates.
Right.
I know everybody eating out their hands, and they really upsetting me right now. But I'm here. I came. I could have went back home, but I decided to show up.
I like how he got his Tekashi Snitch 9 on and was just like, oh. Okay, but look what Cersei's doing, though, y'all. I mean.
Right. Like, y'all focused on the wrong thing. What we need to be worried about is the fact y'all ain't got no army here that she said she was going to send.
Right.
But now it ain't here. And he totally was the dude that show up at the cookout with ice, but yeah. No red Solo cups.
Right.
And you like.
It's like, what are we going to do?
I guess we'll take this ice.
Right.
But, all right.
What are we going to do with this, Jamie? And then, Tyrion started to speak up because he was looking mad nervous, because of course Tyrion, this is his plan, is like, we'll convince Cersei, she'll bring her troops, you can trust her, she my sister, she got a reason to act right now. And of course she acting wrong because she's Cersei, she don't never act right. And Jamie's like, I'm gonna still fight with y'all though. And Danny was like, you know what, Tyrion, you ain't shit either, because you about to vouch for this nigga until he cut my throat in my sleep. And then what? Because you think your family keeps fooling you and you keep falling for the shit. And then Sansa even chimed in, and you know, they've been at odds, but Sansa was even like, yeah, Jamie ain't shit. Isn't that right? Remember you tried to fight my father in front of everybody, mm-hmm. And then you tried to destroy my house. And then Jamie doubled down, was like, man, I ain't apologizing for shit. I know that much. I meant everything I did and I do it again. And then Bran came out of nowhere from the top rope and was like, the things we do for love. And I was like, oh, like, man. It blew my mind.
Oh no,
the shade of it all. Oh my god.
Woo. Brad, boy, that was like, he hit him with the heat on that one. I was just like, oh, my chest hurt. Like, seeing that, I was like, damn, dog. Like, in front of my wife, in front of my family, you just like came up out of that, out your face with
it. My favorite part with all this is knowing that Brad can kind of see the future and stuff. I wonder if he just be like picking his spots. Like, is it like me in real life, how sometimes you get into an argument with somebody and you lose the argument, but then you be in the car on the way home like, I should have said this and I would have won the argument. But he got the power to do that all the time, so he could really just wait on you and be like, not yet, not yet. The things we do for love, boom, nigga, 8 seasons. Episode 1 in your motherfucking face, Jamie.
I've been waiting.
What I should remind, especially men, about Bron is what it is. I imagine for men, it's like to argue with a woman, because especially a black woman, because we don't forget shit, and we can see we don't forget nothing, and we damn sure can predict the silly shit you about to do based off the stupid shit you done already did.
Right.
So, and the thing is, we could be losing the argument. We could be down 3-1. And we'll be like, what about that time you left your socks under the bed and I told your ass? Like, and then it's like over with. So we always gonna keep one in the chamber. Brand always got one in the chamber.
Right. It's like somebody asking to see your phone. They already know what's on that phone. Like, it's over. It's already over. Just give up, man. Brand, but Jamie was looking like, damn, they about to kill me. On Twitter, my girl, that girl Shell said that, she called Brand, cause we call him Jaden Smith on here. She called him. But she came up with a better nickname. She said the third eye Jaden. And that is the perfect nickname. Cause he really be knowing, and then he just be saying this weird shit out of nowhere. So, it looked like Jamie was about to die. And then of course, Brian comes over and she's like, hold up now. You know, I'm all noble and shit. We can't just kill Jamie. Okay. He saved my life. These dudes were going to try to like rape me, and he came and fought and they cut his hand off. And then she didn't even mention that time he came back for her when she was fighting the fair one with that bear.
Come on.
He didn't have to do that. And she was like, he gave me a sword and some armor and told me go and defend Sansa. So you wouldn't even be alive, Sansa, if it wasn't for Jaime. So, I mean, and everybody's looking at Brienne like that nigga that'd be like, I did foul him whenever you playing pickup basketball. And you like, why you give him the ball? Why you give him the ball? Like, we was winning. It's like, she was like, I can't lie. I walked. You know what I'm saying? I took 3 steps. It's turnover. We lost the game. I'm like, damn. So nobody got to kill Jaime. And they even gave, like, Danny asked John what he think. And Jay was, he was like, give him his sword back. And, Grey Worm gave him his sword back and shit. And then
though Grey Worm grimed him first, he was like, I wish, do something. Right. Do something. He didn't give him that.
Why'd he push that sword so hard in his chest?
Like, you got something to
say? I know.
He was like, ugh, right. Take your sword back. It's like when you check up, you put the ball in their stomach real hard, like, check up there. It's like, damn, right. Man, calm down.
He definitely hit him with a, if you bad, knock it off my shoulder kind of look. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, it was just like, okay. So there's clearly, cause he like, I don't know you. I don't know you like they know you. I'll kill your ass right now. Right. But I'ma chill, cause I just got this job.
Like, you got
still on 90 day probation, but I'ma chill.
Insurance ain't kicked in yet.
You showed up.
You know what I'm saying?
You showed up with one hand, and we don't think that you really gonna help in this battle anyway. And literally showed up empty handed. Like, literally didn't bring your army. It's like, it's, but they let him go. They let him go. He got out.
But he showed up with Tupperware though. It's like,
yeah.
What are we doing? You ain't even got no food, but you got Tupperware. I don't understand.
I got these forks. So, so then we cut to, Danny goes back, like, after the meeting, and John won't even make eye contact. He just leaves. Like, he's like, all right, then bye. Cause he know about that. he know about his lineage now. He know that's his aunt. Like, things have just gotten really weird for John all of a sudden, and he dipped out. And then Danny cusses Tyrion out in the hallway in front of Varys Hilton and Jorah. And Tyrion just looked at them like, so I guess one of y'all gonna be wearing this pin for the Hand of the King next, cause right. I think I'm finna get fired, y'all. I think.
Cause I ain't gonna make it.
And when Danny fires a nigga, she fires a nigga. She flips him on fire.
Literally.
So.
Literally. I mean, Tyrion has been taking some major L's. I mean, for him to be as wise as he is, and it's not like he's not applying logic. He's not trying to be a bad hand to the king, but he has clearly underestimated. I don't know how or why, but he underestimated his sister. Mm-hmm. And the truth is they've been kind of playing from behind as a result of him not being on his shit. So she needed to jump in his ass because he been bullshitting.
He loved his sister and his brother. And even despite everything, that's his family and that's his weak spot, because he don't be ruthless at all when it comes to them. It's always like, well, what if we like take the gold and then that way we won't have to fight them? It's like, nigga, y'all have dragons. Just burn them to death. And they'll submit. That's the end. But, yeah, so Gendry is making dragon glass weapons when Arya when Arya comes in. Now you binged this like this year, so you watched it in real time.
In the last month and a half.
Right.
It took me about a month and a half.
So Arya is starting to like blossom into her own woman. Mm-hmm. We met her at 11. You know, some of us feel like we grew up with her. Does it feel different when you binge it? Like, is it just like, oh no, Arya ready to get her freak on? Like, how does it feel for you?
No, it doesn't. Like, it was still hard for me not to look at her, much like a lot of people that you did. By the way, that a girl has no panties line was so damn brilliant. I just want to tell you that, because that was like literally my favorite comment about all that was said. But, I mean, I still looked at it the same way that everybody else did. While I knew, look, it's been people on this show fucking younger than her, right? Yep. Okay. Yep. Or what we think her age has been, right? But it's just because she has been like in that little girl precocious mode for so long. Even when she was a stone cold killer, it was still something kind of childlike about her. So to see her, and when Gendry was making that glass, she was looking at him like, you and a biscuit and some gravy, that's all I need. I was come just like, oh shit. I was like, Arya looking at him like he's a full snack.
Yeah, come on. Arya listening to Megan Thee Stallion now, okay? Like, she's like, I was just listening to Juice by Lizzo, and I came to see you sweating over this metal down here real quick.
Come on. She was looking at him like, can I upsize that, please?
Come on, man. I was so, like, it's weird, but it's not really supposed to be. Like, I see a lot of people that are very pro, like, get your freak on, Arya. And I'm getting there. I'm trying my best to let it go, because I don't want to be, you know, trying to stop her from getting her grind on. But man, it's hard, y'all. I can't imagine what people with children feel like, because I don't have kids. So to me, I'm like, this is the first time I'm looking at somebody like, hold on, slow down. Maybe we should, have we talked? Have you had to talk? Ned was not around to give you the talk. Your mama wasn't around to give you the talk. Have you talked to people? At any rate, she comes down and she wants Amazon next day delivery on her weapon.
She's like, free shipping.
I ordered my weapon and it ain't here yet. What's the hold up? I'd like to speak to a manager. And Gendry's like, man, look, I'm down here making axes and shit for people. Like, calm down. I'll get to your weapon. And she was like, well, while I'm here, what about them White Walkers? Did you fight them? Like, where you gonna be in the crypt trying to be safe? And he was like, no, I'm gonna be out there fighting and stuff. You know how I do, girl. And she was like, I just need to know how the White Walkers are. And he was like, they very, very bad. And she was like, you could do better than that. Describe them. And he was just like, they death. When you see them, it's like death. And then she did her thing where she was like, she took some dragon glass daggers and threw them all into this like same spot on the wall, three in a row, and was like, you know, death has many faces. I look forward to seeing this one. And then when she walked off, he had that look like, oh, I need to make this weapon. Cause she really is, right. Like, she really about this life, okay?
She ain't scared.
Not at all. I mean, but it also is her, again, sending him the message. And as we see, you know, I'm sure we'll discuss as we see later on how that wound up. She forever sending him the message like, I'm a full grown ass woman out here.
Yes.
Like, I can kill people. I know some things. I'd have been out there in this world. I'm a grown woman, so look at me like a grown woman. So when she threw that dragon glass, to me, that was her sort of reinforcing that message that, you know, she bought that life now.
Yeah, and you can see Gendry, like, intrigued a bit. Like he had that respect, you know. It wasn't, like, raw, like tension of, like, romantic tension, but it was something. It was like, she might be about some things.
She might be body.
She might be about some things. I need to check her out. But he's like, I'll get your sword ready. Then by the tree, Bran talks to Jamie. I don't know why people keep walking up. You know what? Sansa's reading stoop, like her little stoop where anybody comes up there, they get read for filth. And then they're like, why did I go up there? Bran's tree is basically the stoop for him. Like, if you talk to Bran by that tree, he is going to make you question your entire fucking existence. And that's what he did with Jamie.
Pretty much.
Jamie comes up. He's like, hey, man, I'm sorry about, you know, pushing you out the window, trying to kill you when you was a little kid. And Brand wasn't even mad. He was like, man, I'm not even mad about it. He was like, damn, you really not mad, are you? He was like, I don't get angry at anyone. Like, he's like, if you hadn't done what you did to protect your family, then I wouldn't be who I am. And he was like, Brandon Stark? He's like, nah, baby, I'm something else right now. And Jamie's like, well, you not gonna be mad after we fight? And like, you know, when everything's over, you still not gonna want me to die? And he was like, how you know it's gonna be afterwards?
I know. That was like, oh!
I was like, you trying to tell me something?
Like, don't get ahead of yourself.
I know, but that's why Brad is like, he's also so easy to make fun of, but also so intriguing, because everybody got like one person in the crew, the type of person that'll be like, I got something I gotta tell you, but I can't really tell you. You be like, tell me, my right, right. You know, like, you be so mad, right? And he do that to everybody, dropping them little side hints and them little subtle cues and all that. You like, boy, if you don't spit this out, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, my boy Bob from the Firestarter.com podcast, he's always saying that he reads Brand's like faces, his interactions with people, to see if he can tell like people's futures. Like, oh, he hugged this person, so maybe he's cool. But I really think Brand is on some other shit. I don't even think he in there no more. It's not like he don't even play favorites. Yeah, he's like something is occupying Brand's body, and he just happens to be look like Brandon Stark. That's it. It's crazy.
Well, you know, it's a lot of wild internet theories that he's really the Night King. Yeah. That the Night King has inhabited, you know, him in some respect. But I'm like, I don't know if I believe that. I could be wrong, just because why wouldn't he just have like murdered everybody if that was the case? Right.
Like, you know? if he that powerful, then I mean, what's the point of the whole show? Like,
right, yeah. Like, yeah, exactly.
Just call this shit the Night King if you want. Just call it Night King of Thrones.
Well, I also think though too that the tree is sort of, you know, a symbolic, obviously it's a very symbolic place for him, but you know, it's kind of at this point like the principal's office, only it's somebody that knows all your darkest secrets. So memo to everybody else in the show, if he invites you to that tree, be like, you know what, my mama calling me, I got a lot of other things to do.
I'm good.
I'm just not really trying to hear you. I'm right, I'm good. Like, I'm just really not trying to hear you tell me about them Snickers I stole in fourth grade and how that led to my mama dying. I'm right. Like, I don't really understand what we're doing here.
I know, you be like, you can't text me.
You know, another thing I wonder about that tree, I think it's called the Godwood or the Godswood. One of the things I wonder about with that tree, y'all think the Starks used to like whoop their kids with the branches from that? Like, go get me a switch over the Godswood and you get your ass whooped to the future and the past. Like, no thank you. So then Bran and I don't know if he is predicting Jamie's death or not, because he's weird. I don't, y'all pick. Maybe he saw some shit and Jamie gonna die, or maybe he just like, man, I don't know what's gonna happen in this battle. I have no fucking idea, because it's Bran. So then Jamie and Tyrion meet among the people that are building the castle defenses up, and yo, they are kidding this castle out. Like, this shit look like some like Castle Grayskull, the kit you buy when you're a kid. Like, it's got like a moat, little wall thing. It's got like some spikes that's gonna come out the ground when a bridge breaks. Like, they got a whole dragon glass.
They definitely put some spinners on that shit. They definitely put some spinners on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They are stunting this castle out. Like, there's dragon glass at the top of the roof in case they come from up there. So they are on it. So so they're like talking amongst that shit, and Jamie's like, yo, how the North gonna treat Danny as queen, because they don't even really fuck with us being here or none of this stuff. And Tyrion says they'll come around when they see she's different than her crazy ass daddy. And then Jamie was like, oh wait, did we lose Jamil? Hold on, let me
no I'm here.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, so then
yeah, I'm here.
Danny's like, all right, well look, man, Tyrion's like, Danny actually straight, she a good person. And Jamie like, for real? And he's like, yeah man, she's straight. And then he's like, speaking of which, our crazy ass sister, is she really pregnant? Because she lied about the army, maybe she lied about the baby. And Jamie was like, nah, I totally left it in, bro, she's she's full of incest guts, dude. So
oh lord.
Now here's my thing, the show, I think this is the show's way of telling us like, yeah, we can confirm that like it's there's a baby in there. But I'm not above thinking Cersei just lied to both of them and they both stupid enough to believe it. What y'all think?
I think she, you know, I mean, obviously when she let Euron tear it down, that was like with the plan that she had to put the baby on somebody. But no, I totally believe that she's pregnant.
Me too.
Because, okay. Yeah, I completely believe that because I think that it adds another, you know, layer of intrigue to it. And, you know, especially as I think most people who watch the show are pretty much predicting that they gonna have to confront each other in a violent way, Jaime and Cersei, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So having a child be in the mix is gonna really change that dynamic because I have a feeling Cersei's, who is not above, you know how she feels about her kids in general, even though she keep losing all of them, they keep dying on her ass, partly because of her, you know, her thirst for power and greed. Mm-hmm. So I think in this, I don't think Cersei would blink twice about killing her child's own father. Mm-mm. To get that throne. Wouldn't mm-hmm. twice. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's the looming confrontation that they're building. I'll say one other thing. I love how it went from as you progress through the series, like the Cersei Jaime thing being like, oh, a secret that didn't nobody talk about, to now Tyrion is like, so since you've been fucking my sister, you know, like, is she alright or whatever? Right. Like, they just open with it.
Everybody, like, when she let the servant come in last season, and Jaime was even looking like, what are you doing? Like, this supposed to be secret incest sex. She was like, it's not a secret no more, mm-hmm. baby. It's who we scared of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, it's interesting to me because last season she definitely didn't drink wine and she touched her belly when Tyrion brought up when he was trying to convince her or whatever, like, to help, and she's like, I do want to help. And somebody wrote in last week and said she didn't turn down wine, but she did. I watched the scene again, but she was drinking wine before Euron. But I mean, maybe they didn't, I don't know, like, it's, I don't know.
They said glass won't hurt. That's what they said.
Okay, you know, yeah.
She, I ain't never been pregnant.
She's like, it's just a sip. It's just a sip. I hope you don't expect me to fuck Euron sober. Like, right? I have to get a drink in me.
Come on.
Dealing with this dude.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So then Jaime says to Tyrion, Jaime says to Tyrion, like, she fooled me more than anybody. And then Tyrion's like, you knew she was a monster and you fucked with her crazy ass anyway. Don't even try.
Mm-mm, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just like, I have a theory that men love crazy women because I know plenty of, I mean, I have friends that are, you know, crazy, you know, by the definition of what somebody would call that by, not by a clinical definition. And they keep a man, keep a man because, you know, I think guys like that whole tension of, is she going to love me or kill me? You know what I'm saying?
Passion.
And so, you know, and they always, I've heard many guys tell me that, you know, sex with crazy women is better. So, because they out their mind.
Yeah, I don't want nothing that good. You can keep that.
Well, it's different with men because, like, crazy men be killing people and shit. Like, it's different. Like, I'm not saying no crazy women kill people. I mean, I have watched Snap, but I'm just saying, in general, like, the range of behavior for what is crazy for a woman and what's crazy for a dude is, like, it's a red zone with dudes where it's like, yeah, see, you'll hurt somebody and kill them, and, like, she will just fuck up your car by throwing, like, syrup on it. We gotta, like, it's gotta be some comparison. But yeah, Jaime loved her, and y'all were having incest sex, so you don't get the pull, she fooled me. Like, y'all had a long-term consensual incestuous affair. You can't be like, man, she had me fooled too, play. who knew, right? Who knew? Like, you knew, nigga. You definitely knew.
She your sister. You knew.
Right. Oh, go ahead.
And not to mention, she blew up, she blew up a city, or like a section of the city.
She blew up the church. She blew up the steps, dog.
And went and drank some wine and ate some crackers and cheese like it was nothing. Thank you.
I'm low-key disgusted.
They were communion crackers, too, because she cold-blooded like that.
Right.
Oh,
let her son,
let me just wait for us.
Really watched her son drop out the window. I was like, huh. So I guess I'll be watching my show at 7, because I think that's when it came on. And then the other part is, that's when Jaime was like, I think she might be crazy. Like, it took him that long. I think something might be wrong with that girl. So then Tyrion goes off about this long, like, you know, when they kill us and I turn to a white walker, I'm gonna walk down to the King's Landing and I'm gonna rip her apart. But Jaime ain't paying no attention. He walked off in the middle of that shit and he was looking at Brienne all dreamy eyed or something. I'm like, is he gonna holler finally or not? Like, this went from like, I thought she was gonna holler at him to maybe he's gonna holler at her. Like, what is he looking at her longingly for? So he walks down there. She's just over there training the troops, you know what I'm saying? Left, right, left. Podrick, you know what I'm saying? Keep your guard up. Podrick was up there, like, doing his thing and shit. And Jamie was being nice, like, oh, you know, Podrick looking good out there, girl. You've been doing your thing. You got him in shape. And she was like, yeah, he's all right. And he's like, so what you gonna be doing down here? She's like, I'm gonna be directing the troops, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're gonna have a high ground over here. They're gonna be coming down. We're gonna be blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, that's a good plan. That's gonna work. And then she just stopped us, like, what the fuck are you doing? Being nice to me, you don't even really talk to me like this. Mm-mm. And he was like, I came to King's Landing, look, we both know I can't fight like I used to, but I wanna right. I would love to fight under your, like, leadership. I want to be in your people that's gonna go out here and fight. And she was like, okay, well, I'll think about that. And then they cut away. I really thought
but it was that look between them, I thought was like, mm-hmm. very telling, because I've been rooting for them to hook up, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, please, dog, stop fucking your sister. Like, this is just, we don't need you to move past this. And like, get with somebody you're not related to.
And my thing is, I still hold Jamie completely responsible for throwing Bran out that window, so I can, mm-hmm. never forgive him.
Yes.
So I would rather Tormund and Brienne get together. But, oh, like,
hell no.
but like, when I see her and Jamie looking out, like, I know she wanted Jamie at one point,
right?
But I don't know if she still wants him. And I think she
looks, I don't know, man, she be looking at him, she do be looking, like, she definitely want to jump in that armor.
I mean, he's a handsome guy, you know, and he got the beard now, you know, he try to look a little different. I mean, I can see it. I don't know, man. I just, something about that scene, it feels like a weird platonic thing is taking place during, like, they get right to the precipice and it's like, oh, no, we just knights or whatever the fuck. I'm like, mm-hmm. Anyway, they didn't kiss or anything. It was just, mm-mm. They just talked and then they cut the scene completely in the middle. Like, we don't even find out if she said he could fight for her. She was just like, all right, that's right. It. So then we cut to, I think Jorah goes to talk to Dany, and mm-hmm. he just advises her, like, can you just not be mad at Tyrion? Like, you should forgive him. He fucked up. But you know what? I used to be fucking up all the time, and you still mess with me. You know, I'm still here. She was like, well, ain't you mad he stole your job? I mean, you wanted to be hand to the queen. Now he the hand to the queen. He was like, nah, he did, I wasn't there at the time, and he did a good job, and he deserves it. I think he a good dude, so forgive him. And one more thing, and then they cut to the next scene. Cersei goes and make peace with Sansa.
Mm-hmm.
Sansa's in there with Royce, I think is the name of the dude. With who?
You mean Danny goes to make...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Danny, peace, yeah. Yeah, obviously, yeah. Cersei would never. Danny goes to make peace with Sansa. And she's like, yes, it sounds as in there talking with Royce, and she's like, you know, hey, when we start the infantry, we need to leave the gates open as long as possible so people from the countryside can come in and get saved. I said, look at my queen out here trying to save everybody. I see you, Sansa. And then, of course, Danny's like, can you get out the room? I want to talk to her alone. And so Royce leaves, and then Danny was like, hey, look, we need to speak. And Sansa's like, first of all, let me tell you about Tyrion, because everybody know you mad at Tyrion. He a good dude. He decent. He never did nothing whack towards me the whole time I was in King's Landing. And then Dany was like, I mean, I didn't want him to be my king, my king's hand, because he motherfucking a good dude. Like,
right.
I want him to be out here ruthlessly murdering and killing people, which is the position. That's the job. Like, you can't have a job and be a nice guy. And so... she was like, Danny's like, he should have never trusted Cersei. And then Sansa hit her with one of them bars. She was like, you should have never trusted her either.
And she was like, well, I can't really say that that's not factual, right? But what was so crazy about that conversation they had is like the first like 60-70% of it was like, yes he did, girl, yes he did. Yeah. Like this is like vibing, right? It was like, we here. And I was like, oh,
right.
So now we gonna see a little, you know, female unity. Then it was like, record scratch, no the fuck we're not.
Yeah, Sansa was like, I'm cutting hearts. Boom. That's my book.
Oh, the heart.
Danny was like, oh, what the fuck? And so Danny tried to charm her with the like, you know, we both women, you know what I'm saying, girl power. Mm-hmm. It's hard to lead these men. They be hating on us and shit.
I know,
girl.
I just listened to that Beyonce too, girl. Can we vibe?
Yes, queen.
Right.
You see homecoming yet? Oh, yeah. And so she was like, and yet I can't help but feel we're at odds with one another. Why is that? And Sansa ain't say shit. Then she was like, your brother. And Sansa was like, well, you know, men do stupid shit for women, which is like the cliff notes to the show.
Come on.
She was like,
I mean, for John, it's just men do, John does stupid shit, period.
True.
Like that's just him.
That's true. He already died once and he just can't help himself. So she's like, well, hey, look, I'm, you know, who manipulated who? Okay, your brother got me up here fighting. I don't even care about this shit. I want the throne, and I'm up here with my dragons trying to kill White Walkers and shit because your brother came down and asked me. So, you know, maybe I love him too, and that's why I'm up here. Is he love me, I love him, and you know, it's no harm, no foul. And Sansa eased up and said, you know, I should have thanked you from the moment you arrived. That was a mistake. I was tripping a little bit. And Danny was like, good, because I'm here because I love your brother and I trust him and I know he's a man of his word and only one other man in my life has been like that. And Sansa was like, who? And she was like, somebody taller. And we know she talking about Khal Drogo.
That shit was funny as
hell. Come on. I felt like both of those actors was at home like, oh, for real? And then like Jason Momoa was at home like, you damn right. But my man that played John was somewhere like, for real? They put that in the script? So they smiled about it, and then Sansa was like, so what happened after we defeat the dead and destroy Cersei? What about then? And Danny was like,
she was like, see, the way this shit works is like, I take over, you know, and you under my rule. And Sansa was looking like, wait, what?
Right.
And then all that, yes, girl, bonding over lemonade, all that shit went out the window.
It was gone.
Like, that shit was gone.
She was like, y'all, what happens to the North? Y'all finna bend the knee like everybody else. The fuck? Kind of question is this?
She was like, oh, you thought of something different? Mm-hmm. Sansa was really looking like, oh, I thought we was girls. I thought we was girls.
She looked at her like,
I see how it is.
Don't you know the motto, the North never forgets, and we remember what happened last time? No.
Yeah, they were supposed to have a shoot moment, and it did not turn into that at all.
No, instead it turned into the boy's mind, and I was like, I don't know what happened. it was like, well, okay, whatever. She was like, yeah, the North forgets, and like, y'all motherfuckers better remember to bend the knee, bitch. That's right. What you better remember.
Bend both.
Because it's going to be something.
I love the low-key, like, little gesture of Danny pulling her hand back off of Sansa's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, ooh, no, hold up. You done got me messed up, girl. I'm definitely taking your lands. I don't know what you thought. I know you don't think I flew my dragons up to this cold ass place for this shit. So then before she can really go off, they get interrupted, which is something this show has done a lot the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Danny is actually about to go off, something always happens. It's like right when she was like, oh, by the way, and if your sister don't get down or lay down, it's about to be what's going on? My dragons ain't eating? Okay, we'll come back to this. Put a pin in this.
Right.
So they did it again, and this time it was Theon came through, and he had, like, you know, a handful of men, and he was like, you know, hey, I came, and of course he has to address Danny first. The queen takes a knee and shit, and she's like, so what's up with your sister? And he's like, I saved her, but we ain't got enough ship. She gonna take the Iron Isles back for you. And I came up here. She's like, well, why you come up here? Why you ain't with her? And then he looked at Sansa And then he was like, I want to fight for Winterfell and Lady Sansa if she'll have me. And then they hug because they both survived Ramsay.
Come on.
You know, and Danny was looking on in the background like, she just didn't understand because
no, she didn't.
She don't know nothing about these people,
or their loyalty for each other, or what they've been through. It's like she didn't know none of that.
She looked like when you have a friend, and then your like you want to introduce them to another friend, but then they know each other better than you. Like you, like what? Hold up, y'all niggas is best friends. Like what happened? I thought we was all like I was hooking up the best friend triumvirate, and now I find myself as the third wheel in my friendship, and that's how Danny looked at me.
Yeah, she did. And I mean, I think it makes her probably feel a little insecure about her position, which is why, like, she does not operate as much as, you know, Tyrion is, you know, out there, like, caking for her and being like, oh, no, she different. She different. To me, that's just a sign that, like, no, the fuck she's not. And then when it comes down to it, you know, she probably gonna, in many ways, behave just like Cersei. You know what I'm saying? So I think she finds herself, you know, feeling like a little out of sorts because these ain't her people. This ain't her place. And they got all these little secret little, you know, histories together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably putting her on edge.
Yeah. And she typically hasn't cared much about other people's histories and shit. It's always been like she runs through the town. And then in the aftermath, she's like, oh, I probably shouldn't have burned their church. They probably be worshiping there.
Oh, you know what? I probably shouldn't have burnt all the people with the money that knew how this shit functioned. So now the society is going down the drain.
Right. And I think some people are starting to turn on Danny, but I think they're only turning because we know the Starks and the people up there. Like she been kind of doing this to people's towns. We just didn't care about them. It was day towns and some of them felt evil to us. Like you listen. I would never apologize for supporting Danny early on because she was killing slave masters.
Yeah.
You had me as slave masters. Like, I keep seeing people write, like, now they're tweeting stuff like, you know, I knew from season one she was a shit. I'm like, that's impossible. Unless you are a terrible human being, unless you're terrible. There's no way you saw that girl at the beginning of season one. All the stuff her brother was putting her through.
Right.
Khal Drogo was putting her through. Losing Khal Drogo. Birthing the dragons. Almost starving to death. Then deciding to be the Harriet Tubman of Westeros. There's no way you saw that shit and was like, I don't like her. Nah. I don't think so. So, anyway, that was an important scene and shit. Then Davos was running the soup kitchen and some dude in line was on some like, hey man, y'all really gonna make us fight? And he was like, yes, nigga. the fuck you think this is?
Like, what the hell you think?
Like, you think I'm out here giving out soup for free? Mm-mm. No, everybody fighting. He was like, you a soldier now?
Mm-mm. It's like, you been drafted.
Right, everybody gotta fight, bruh. What, have you not been at the meetings? What the fuck? And then, he was like, it's a dude that's gonna give you some armor and a sword and then you could go out there and get to fighting. And then he was like, I survived a battle and I don't know how to fight. Like, I done survived a couple battles now, so go on your ass out there. And then this little girl came up and she was like, I want some soup, but I don't know which way I'm supposed to go, to the crypt where the people is gonna be safe and whatever, or do I need to go out there and fight these White Walkers because my parents is dead and shit and I don't give a fuck no more. And Davos really felt like he was considering, with like he said, which way you want to go. And I said, Davos, what are you doing?
But like, you should have made that decision for us.
Sir. He was really right. He was like, do you want a sword? Like, niggas, what are you doing? Let her go.
Like, she fold. Like, don't do. Bite somebody's ankles? Like,
Man, let her go with the kids, man. I was disgusted with Davos. And then Gilly.
But you saw that she reminded him of Shireen. Old boy's daughter.
Shireen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Got burnt up. But yeah, she was. Gilly, thank God, the adult in the room, came through looking like a lady.
Man, she got the come up.
I'm telling you.
She looked like, bitches, I won the lottery. I got my mansion and my car and my fur coat. I done learned how to read. I got my GED. Mm-hmm. And y'all can't tell me shit. I said, go ahead, girl.
The Black China of Westeros.
You know, she found some bundles there in the north in Winterfell. Somebody had some bundles. She was like, come on. I got this makeup.
Started from the bottom, but we here. I was so happy for her. And she took that little girl and was like, come on, baby. You can protect me and my son in the crypt, okay? And she was like, yes ma'am. And they went on off, and then she kind of looked at Davos, and Davos smiled, and that was the end of that scene. But I was glad Gilly got some screen time. I can't believe Davos was gonna send that little girl out there. The fuck? So then the Brothers Without Banners arrived. That's like Ed, Dolores Ed, Beric, the dude with the eye patch, and Tormund, of course. And they're like, hey John, I got some good news and some bad news. Good news is we made it here. We just had to go the long way around the White Walkers to get here. And John, like, what about the Umbers? He's like, okay, so the bad news is
anything that they touched,
anybody that ain't here is with them now, okay? They White Walkers, right? They definitely are dead. So and they will be here before the morning, so yeah.
He like, damn.
Like, they couldn't even, like, really dap- just
forget about the good news. It's like, okay.
And I love that after all this horrible news they just gave John, who's sitting there stunned, Tormund's like, it's the big woman here. Is
well, like, fuck all that. Yeah. What a big girl. Well,
one time for the big girls. Like, well, what's going on?
Y'all know why I showed up.
Right.
Tormund, like, Tormund is like, I'm shooting this shot from 45 feet. Listen. Like, it's going to be shot.
I pray that all of us have a person in our lives that loves us like Tormund. I love him some Brienne.
Come on.
He love him some Brienne. Good grief. Like,
I was going to say, like, man, I'm almost afraid, like, if she ever did put it on him, because if he acted like this, having right. not known what it's like, what is he going to act like if he actually gets to sniff it? I don't know.
Man, I feel like Tormund would be the type of dude that'll, like, stay home and cook and all that type of shit.
Take,
like,
care of the kids.
He seemed like the type that, he'll be so completely fine with Brienne being a knight on the front lines, because he don't even believe in none of that, like, bullshit. Because he's just like, look, man, I'm a wildling. I don't care about y'all pomp and circumstances. I like big women, and this woman is 7 feet tall. So, like, all I do is go to WNBA games, hang around the house, and take care of my children, because that's the kind of shit I'm into. But yeah, so John goes over his battle plan, and it's basically the battle plan from Avengers 1.
But without the scepter.
Right. Like, we just need to destroy the Night King, and then all the other ones should crumble to pieces, and that's my plan. And everybody's like, but why the fuck, if the Night King knows that, why the fuck would he even come here to fight us? Duh. And then Bran was like, because he want to kill me. All I gotta do is be the bait. I'm gonna go hide out by the Godswood, and he gonna come looking for me, because his mission is to erase this world, and I am this world's memory now. I know we get it as fans of the show, because we're like, we have an omnipotent vision of all the scenes everywhere. But I'll never understand how characters in the moment don't just be looking at him like, the fuck are you talking about? Bran.
I mean, and not only that, Bran, it's like, you couldn't tell me all that shit before I drew this map up. Like, right. Yo, we could have cut to this shit like 5 minutes ago.
We had a whole plan.
You know what I'm saying? I got little army men out here. Right. I've got rocks trying to, like, dude, we gonna jump out of here and that. But, like, motherfucker, you could have told me this shit 20 right. minutes ago, and we'd have been good.
He's like, I like to volunteer some information. Actually, I am the thing that he want to kill. I just been kicking it with y'all, waiting for this moment to tell y'all. Like, right. That would have been hilarious if John would have just threw all the shit off the board. Like, man, fuck it then, Bran, you come up with the plan, you know everything. So then Theon volunteers the Ironborn to defend Bran at the Godswood. He's like, he won't be alone, we're gonna be out there defending him. And now it's like, Theon has a track record of being a coward.
Yeah, I know,
but he's kind of turned it around in the last couple of episodes. But part of me, I don't think the show would do this, but it would be the funniest shit in the world if he seen a White Walker and just ran the fuck out of there like Scooby-Doo. Because he ain't seen one
yet. Nobody would be surprised, though. Nope. Like, nobody would be surprised. Like you said, he got the track record, and it's like, I wouldn't trust Theon to watch a bag of grapes. Right. I swear to God, I wouldn't. I swear to God, I wouldn't. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
He not even a good fighter. Mm-hmm. Like,
right. Like, and that's back when he had all his equipment, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Right. He got beat up last season when he went to get the ships to, like, get his sister. He won that fight, but he got beat up first. Like, everybody forgets he was down 3-1, okay?
And he
found a way to, like, grit out that dude because the dude got too cocky. And now he's out here like, I'm gonna protect Bran. I'm like, and maybe send Ari out there or something. Like,
right. Because the dude he ran into that he fought, it's like, basically, that dude was Oberyn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, you ran it over, man. He kicked you in the, you know, what you don't
right.
have.
Right.
He's like, oh, snap, I'm good.
Right. Like, oh, my God. That was his finish that day. So then, so Theon volunteers. Tyrion then volunteers himself to, like, I'm going to give the signal for us to light the moat on fire, whatever the fuck, the trench, and, me and Davos gonna do it. And then I guess Danny has forgiven him because she was like, mm-hmm. nigga, don't do that, go to the crib and be safe. And he was like, but I want to help, I survive battles. And mm-hmm. she's like, you are important and there's thousands of troops, but there's only one of you and we need to protect you from the Night King. And he was like, all right, so I guess he's forgiven.
Yeah, I mean, it was good because at least there's some resolution there, yeah, right? And at the end of the day, even though he has fucked up and he deserves to have been cussed out by her, she knows that his heart is in the right place. They're right. balanced. That's what he's supposed yeah. to be. She the one that want to go out and just burn everybody the fuck alive. He's like, nah, nah, chill. So right. it's like a perfect balance.
Right. Like she, like he's like, look, you got to put the oven on 250 sometime, 350.
Right.
Everybody can't be at 450, 500.
You can't broil everything, Danny. Okay. Right. So then, Arya's like, John's like, but we got to keep the dragons close to Bran so we can protect them, but not too close so the Night King won't come. And Arya's like, will Dragonfire stop the Night King? And Bran was like, nobody ever tried that one before.
So, right. Oh, what? It's some shit Bran don't know. Right, shocking.
Right. I guess we'll find out together. I mean, I hope y'all get him. by the way, there could not be a bigger scary moment than if they hit his ass with Dragonfire and he don't die. Like, if they hit yeah. that Dragon King
and
with
he
that,
walked straight on through it.
If he walked through some fire, nigga! Oh my God, I would run out my house.
Like, he was coming after them like they was going into that cave, walked right on through. What the fuck is this?
Oh my God, when he came on that cave, oh man, I'm so scared of that nigga, man. Oh my God. It don't make no sense. He only be in the seasons like 3 minutes a season. But I'm so scared of this motherfucker because he's showing up like, everybody get up, y'all on my team now. Go after him.
Yes. He got up like blouse. And you're yeah. like, what happened? How did I lose the game?
Game. Blouses. So Tormund, after this, Tormund's like, at least we all gonna die together. Like, we gonna die together. He was looking, of course, directly at Brienne.
And Brienne. He was like, really? I'm just trying to die with you. Fuck yeah. the rest of them. Like, I'm just trying to die with you.
I love that. Like, I can't tell, cause like, Brienne doesn't, she seems to like Jaime being surly towards her.
Right.
And I can't yeah. tell if she likes Tormund's incessant, like, annoying flirting, or if she hates it. Like, cause of how she's built, right? Like, she shits on Podrick, but she loves Podrick.
Yes, she does.
You know what I mean? I can't tell, man, but.
It's her love language, though, right?
Yeah. Right.
Like, I think part of it is she is uncomfortable having these emotional feelings. So mm-hmm. Jamie, when he's nice to her, he makes her uncomfortable, probably right. because she like it.
Right.
Because again, she looks at him like, mm-hmm. she like, you and your one hand could come over here.
Come over
like,
here. Right? Okay.
And, I know some, get this.
I know some things you can do with that gold hand now. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think she's more annoyed by Tormund because she look at him like, man, are you serious? Like, right now, we try to roll some intense shit, and you talk about breast milk and shit? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and we'll get to it later. He finally got his moment, but, like, because up until this point, I think he's only been annoying to mm-hmm. her, but he had a moment. Yep. So then, at that point, John makes awkward eye contact with Danny and leaves the room quickly again, mm-hmm. and Danny mm-hmm. notices, and Tyrion notices this time, too. And, At this point in the episode, I would have been completely not surprised if we cut to a press conference of John quitting like Magic Johnson. Just like, I want to have fun. I miss tweeting. This is just got way too scary.
This ain't fun. You know,
I just want to be Jon Snow. That's
right.
What I want
to be. Hey, you know what? Hug me, man. Don't just tell me bye. Don't handshake me. Like, he looked like it was over for him, man. He is so stressed.
Yeah, he was definitely looking like, look, I ain't even tell Danny I was quitting, but I'm quitting. Yes! I'm like, yes! Bro. Look,
have you talked to Sansa yet? I haven't mm-hmm. told Sansa mm-hmm. anything.
We just right. had a meeting. Nobody knows.
If she watching this right now, she probably mad like y'all mad. But I want to go back to being Jon Snow. so then after that, Tyrion sits down with Bran, and he's like, Bran, I just want to hear about your life because you done been through some things. I remember when you got pushed out the window, and now look at you. And Bran, like, it's a long story. And Tyrion like, where the fuck I'm gonna go? We stuck in the castle. It's cold and the Night King coming in a few hours. Just tell me the story, homie. Then my favorite scene of the episode happened. Missandei goes over to speak to two little white girls in the snow. I don't know why I laughed so hard at this shit.
Me too.
I shouldn't have. I know, right? I'm supposed to take it serious because it is bad, but
I couldn't.
I laughed like it was fucking Def Comedy Jam, but she walked over these two little white girls. I was like, hey, little white girls, how y'all doing? And they were more scared of her than a White Walker.
Come on.
They ran off on her.
They were like, what is you?
And Grey Worm saw this and came over and was like, baby, when this war is over, fuck these white people. I am not living here.
No, like, we go where it's warm and the ocean and the sand, honey.
I will help my
and more importantly, no white people.
No white people. Okay. She was like, well, I do miss the beach. He was like, yeah, we gonna go to the beach. And she was like, but my people are peaceful and they can't fight. He was like, my people can fight and we will protect you. And then and we can go get freedom. And at the end, ancestry.com flash across the screen. Find out that story. that would have been a better commercial.
Yeah, it would have.
But it was just, I mean, it was something kind of funny about it. It was like funny, not funny. Mm. And the thing is like, damn, it's like the end of the world is about to happen. And these two white people, little white kids, like, but I still got to have one more racism.
Right. they are here to save you. They don't need this shit. Like, that's the only thing the episode before this was missing is they never show any of the Unsullied. Like, damn, it's cold up here. Like, we really came all the way to save these white people. Like, I'm expecting somebody to bring it up because they are so ungrateful. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So,
but it was, but it just showed like Winterfell don't matter. Like, somebody is always there to remind the Negroes exactly who they are.
White gone white everywhere, dog. I couldn't believe it. I love how people go like, listen, race has nothing to do with Game of Thrones. I don't even know why y'all need a Dem Thrones hashtag. And then I'm like, I don't know. I think I saw some racism. I think we just found out why we need the hashtag. So then, Sam asked John, has he told Danny that he's, you know, I'm smashing you, you my aunt now. And of course John's like, no. And he's like, why are you waiting for the perfect moment? Like, what the fuck? Just tell her. And then,
but he said that like it was a proposal coming. That was like, right, perfect moment. Like, that shit ain't perfect.
Right. Like,
by the way, auntie.
Right. So then John was like, then my man Ed came over, and of course Ed, John, and Sam are the last remaining living members of the Night's Watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's like, it's gone.
They the last remaining Ravens. Shout out to Joe Flacco, you know? And so they was like, look, man, it ain't nothing, no harm in it, Sam, if you want to go be in the crypt with your family, you know what I'm saying, to protect them and shit, so you don't got to fight. And then Sam, my man was like, hold up, player, let me run down the resume. I did kill the first White Walker. I killed some thins. And then Ed was like, a thin, calm down. And he was like, man, I survived like the battles. I done saved Gilly multiple times. Like, y'all not gonna play me, homie. Okay, y'all just trying to shame me because I'm fat. I know what this is. And also, Ed, I be having sex and you don't. So now what? I was like, go ahead,
Sam. He did get the receipts on their ass. Like, y'all ain't about to be shaming me after, right, like, I can't fight.
Right. Like, come on now. And then And then, but then they were like, yep, the last body, what did it say, like burn the bodies or whatever when we dead, like whatever, yeah, whatever they used to say. And then Jamie and Tyrion reminisce about the old days inside, and this is when everybody came together, this big old mm-hmm. cookout. Podrick and Brienne come over. Podrick like, oh shit, y'all got some wine? And Brienne's like, we don't drink wine. They could attack at any moment. And okay, a half a cup. And then of course Tyrion pulled Podrick a full cup, because that's his dog from back in the day, right? Correct.
And like, who trying to die sober? Like, ain't nobody trying to do that.
Right. I mean,
what?
Don't get drunk, but like, you don't want to take the edge off of this shit, man.
Definitely. You don't want a slight buzz, a polite buzz. Right.
So then, Davos came over, and of course, coming in after him, and Davos like, I just came in to get some fire, because it's cold. And of course, Tormund came in right behind him, and was like, hey girl,
how you doing, big head?
Oh, I see you over here, Brienne, by the fire, girl, looking gorgeous.
I know, let me publicly slide in your DM.
And he was like, you know, it could be our last night in this world, you know. And she said, well, you know, I'm glad you're here fighting with us. I'm glad you survived Eastwatch. And then Jamie said some sideways shit to him, like, you want a drink or whatever, or whatever. He was like, oh, I've got my player. And he had a horn full of.
He had that. He was like, he had some OE he just pulled out of somewhere, like,
I bought my own crown roll. Like, what is this?
You know what I'm saying? He like, I travels with mine. Right. Y'all can share this shit. I got my own.
Hey, you know, whatever he was drinking was way stronger than the wine they had.
Come
whatever he yeah. had in that horn, you know, he was good and slizzard already. And
that Tormund seemed like a Hennessy drinker. Like,
don't he? Right?
Hennessy Black.
Never settle. Okay. Hennessy
Black. Never settle. Never settle.
A Hennessy fellow. So then he was like, to Jamie, he's like, hey, they call you King Killer, right? And Jamie was like, some do. And then he was like, well, they call me Giants Bane. Won't know why. And then this nigga literally pulled up a seat. I don't even know where the seat came from. He just like pulled out a seat, sat down, and told him the story of how he killed a giant when he was 10. And then after that, he climbed into the bed with the giant's wife. And when the giant's wife woke up, she suckled him at her teeth for 3 months. And thought he was a baby, and that's how I got strong, giant's milk. And then
it was so awkward.
It wasn't just awkward, because that's awkward enough. Everyone was quiet. Then this nigga proceeded to take the horn and gobble it enough that it wasn't even going in his fucking mouth. It was just pouring over his shirt. And Brienne looked disgusted. and Jamie looked at Tyrion like, yo, are you seeing this? And
he was like, whose man's is this, dude?
Who invited him here?
And Davos was like, I think I will take a drink. I'm gonna need something to get through this tonight.
He's like, I'm gonna need something to forget about this fool killing a giant and then suckling a woman for 3 months. Right. Like, I need something. That don't need to be my last memory. Right. It gotta be something else.
And so then Arya and the Hound are on the roof. She sits down with him and he's like, damn, why you so quiet? You used to wouldn't shut the fuck up when we was back when we used to hang out. And she was like, I guess I changed. And then he was like, she was like, and what you doing here? Cause you don't fight for nobody. You don't like support nothing. You didn't join the Brothers with Banners. You won't go to the north, to the wall. Like, what the fuck are you even here for? And he was like, sometimes I fight for other people. I fought for you, didn't I? And then they got quiet, and then my man Barrett came over and he said, I'm sorry, Arya, for the way that we parted ways. Cause I remember they was trying to like kidnap her or some shit, or try to sell,
yeah,
like
it was some seller or some shit.
Yeah, some wild shit where they was fucking, like, yeah, trying to fuck with them kids. And Hal was like, was he on your list? And she was like, yeah, for a little bit. And then and then Barry started trying to preach, like, well, you know what? I'm just glad the Lord of Light brought, mm-hmm, which religious people always try to do that when they fuck up, and you be like, well, what about that time? They be like, you know, I'm just glad Jesus really brought us together right now. To have this conversation about when I took that money, you know? And Hal was like, man, shut up with that religious shit unless you want me to throw you off the side of the wall. And Arya was like, you know what? I'm out. I can't.
He's like, I ain't died with neither one of y'all.
Right. Y'all miserable. It's cold up here. This ain't how I want to die. And she goes off on her own. And she's doing some target practice in, I think it looked like the same, like, place. I don't know where that place was. She was doing target practice with an arrow and shit, cause she's deadly. And we see Gendry in the shadows watching her. And then he come out and be like, hey girl, I came over here to give you this spear. And it was the weapon that he had made for her. Mm-hmm. He was like, and I also have a weapon. But now he had that weapon he made for her. And Arya was like, okay, cool. It looked like it was gonna work. Let me ask you a question. What did the Red Woman want with you when, you know, I had told you to come to Winterfell and shit and you finally got here? What did the Red Woman want with you? And he was like, she just wanted my blood, cause you know, oh, I ain't tell you, I'm Robert Baratheon's bastard. So I had that whole thing going for me, and she put some leeches on me and then stripped me naked and shit. And she was like, was that your first time? And he was like, I mean, with leeches on me? I mean, yeah, nigga. She was like, no.
No.
With a woman. And he was like, I wasn't really with her. That wasn't like a thing. She was like, well, then how many women have you been with? What's your body count? And you know she got that, like, the ability to tell if you lying. So you can't lie to Arya.
she kind of, like, the way she did it, it was like she was checking him.
Mm-hmm.
But yet wanted to know his resume at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, she just wanted him to run down, like, well, who are these other bitches? I was right. Like, damn, like, this is the equivalent of you going through his phone right now. Like, right. What's
happening? He did try to do the, like, the lie thing that, man, you know, he tried to be chivalrous with it. Like, you know, I don't be keeping track of that kind of stuff. Like, what kind of loser is keeping up with how many women they sleep with? Okay, I'm not a chauvinist pig. Like, she was like, nah, but for real, how many? He was like, three. She was like, three.
Which means it was really like one, but that's
right,
okay.
Right.
It's probably like a possible, but not like really.
And you know, he counted the Red Witch as one. So he was like, she was like, were you trying to make it four? And he was like, oh, Arya, I don't know if I'm supposed to be. And then she just like kissed him real hard. And she was ready to go to the bone zone. And Arya, like, this freaked me out the worst. And my mentions blew the fuck up. She really ain't had no draws on. I'm like, am I the third eye raven? Do I got the future vision? Cause
we were just joking.
She really didn't have no draws on. Oh wow, okay. And she was like, I'm not the Red Witch, take your own damn pants off. And
like a boss.
Like, listen, okay, Arya's grown now, okay? We all need to get over it.
Are you sure you ain't did this before, Arya? Because you was looking real right. Seasoned.
Nobody's first time was that cool. Everybody's first time is not, nobody's first time is cool as that shit. She was just like, take them pants off, give me this dick. I'm like, what? Oh, no. I know.
Yeah, she like, you know why I came. I'm not here for the games.
Right.
And, right.
And they do like the CGI kind of new thing where it's like, mm-hmm. You don't see the frontal stuff, but mm-hmm. I mean, they took off the shirt. You saw a lot of side boob. We do have to recognize that Maisley is like a 22-year-old woman actress. She probably been wanting to do one of these scenes forever to freak us the fuck out at home. Like, she even
tweeted that, you know, she's like, yeah, I know that some of y'all like feel a little uncomfortable, but realize my mama, mm-hmm. my stepfather, my sisters, like she's basically said my whole family didn't watch this scene. So yeah. Fuck y'all discomfort. Okay. They had to sit through seeing me, you know, basically get my freak on.
And to be honest, man, like what made me check myself was the fact that I've been watching this little girl kill people for years. Like how I'm gonna be squeamish now, like, oh no, baby, what is you doing? Put your shirt back on and get back to killing that man's family and baking them in a pie. Like nah, this is way more normal than the shit she was doing, so it's cool. But
and also on the low, he was realizing that she was scarred, like you could see what she had been.
Oh, he did,
right?
Yep.
And he looked, yep. And that also is a reminder of, you know, yes, she's doing this act, but she's also very deadly.
Yeah. Oh, that right. Was where that was when she got shanked up by the bitch from work. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yeah.
The bitch from work.
Oh my god, yo,
yeah, that bitch from work.
I hated that girl. Woo. Oh my god, I low key thought she was still alive. Like I was like, I need her to be. I want to see her head dead. And when they show her face in the wall, I finally could breathe because she scared me.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna kick Arya's ass into the afterlife, because I was like, she ain't gonna never beat this chick, man.
What?
She be popping out of bushes and shit, like, bitch. Right. I'm like, oh god.
I watched that scene not too long ago where she had shanked Arya, and Arya was running through town square like nobody would help her, and old girl wasn't even running hard. She was like Jason, where she would just be like, and then they cut to Arya running, and they just count their slow walking, like, doo doo doo. Oh my god, so scary. So in the room with the warriors at the end, they drinking and talking. Tyrion talks about, like, you know what, dog? We might win and we might all survive. Because if you think about it, everybody in this room will survive some wild shit. We should all be dead and we not. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how at one point in time, we all was trying to kill the Starks. And now look at us, trying to defend the Starks. You know, I think we're going to be all right. Davos, remember when you went to the Battle of Blackwater? And now look at you, you alive. And then Jamie, you fought that battle and you alive. And he's like, I lost. He's like, but you alive. And Lady Brienne, and then Tormund went the fuck off. He's like, Lady Brienne? Don't you mean Sir Brienne? Knight Brienne? And then Brienne was like, oh, no. It's I'm a lady because women can't be knights. And Tormund was like, why the fuck not?
Right, he was like, this is inequality.
He was like, I don't understand why WNBA players gotta play overseas and over here. Why can't we pay them enough where they can play in one location? I just don't understand. You don't see LeBron James playing overseas.
I love how Tormund is like 5 minutes from Me Too, but then also, mm-hmm. he could be Gloria Steinem at the same, like, I just, mm-hmm. it's just such a dichotomy.
Yeah.
Like, he'll harass somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, sexually harassing Brienne for right. like 50 minutes at this point. He was like, but you should have your equality.
Right.
While I'm harassing.
He's like, listen, okay, I thought I was sexually harassing a knight. So, right. I don't know what the fuck right. the rest of these niggas are on, but this is unacceptable. Okay, I would like to speak to a manager. Why can't she be a knight? And she was like, ladies can't be knight. Why not? She said, tradition. He was like, fuck tradition. You should be a knight. And she was like, I don't even really want to be a knight. And I was like, that's made me sad. Cause I yeah, think all
you
of,
know what true.
Right. All of us that are marginalized in any level of profession knows that we've had to pull that, like, man, I don't even want it then. If that's what they doing with the job, then y'all can keep the job. But it's like, nigga, I want that job. Okay. I earned that job. I deserve that job. And then he looked at her and said, I'm no king, but if I were, I'd knight you 10 times over. And I said, and he make, now I'm like, is he even really, maybe Tormund's actually not sexually harassing her. Maybe he's,
that's when you're like, you know what?
Maybe he don't know how to talk. Cause he make everything sound sexual. I would knight you 10 times over. I'm like, was that a compliment? Are you right. trying to fuck? What is right. happening?
Well, it reminded me of how, me and my girls, we took a trip to Jamaica some years ago, and we had this, because of the way that some of the staff at the hotel was, just Jamaican men that we ran into in general, we would be like, is he offering us dick or something else? Like, we would always say, because right. they made everything sound so sexual, because it was right. like, is he offering me gelato or dick? I don't,
right.
I really don't
yeah,
know.
I
don't know which one is this.
I think.
So it's like, Tormund is the same.
Right. I think I would like to be knighted, but I'm trying to see what you mean by that.
Right. So, exactly.
So then Jaime knights Brienne. And it was like a really emotional moment.
Mm-hmm.
Tormund, the ally, the feminist.
Come on.
The guy his girl a promotion to a knight, and she tried to front like she didn't want to, but shout out to Gwendolyn, who plays the actress Brienne, who plays the character Brienne. Yo, she sold all the emotion in that scene. She was mm-hmm. so dead earnest and like, oh my god, I'm getting to be a knight finally. And so
now you peep what Jamie did though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jamie, like, it was Tormund's idea.
Right.
But see, Jamie came in, was like, let me get that alley-oop from you, player.
Come on.
And was like, boom, because at the end of the day, she's probably gonna give more credit to Jamie for it, right. even though it was Tormund's suggestion.
It's like the whatever. Dude, it's like when you out of the club with your girl and somebody else buys the drinks for your girl, but then your girl's like, hey, we got drinks, nigga. Like, that's how he was doing. Like, we got drinks, friend. Don't ask who paid for them. So then, but getting knighted by Jamie is kind of like getting a promotion from a manager that's about to get fired, right?
like the store about to close.
Like, he barely a knight, you know what I mean? But you might want to get it in right.
But at least he did it before his last day.
True,
like,
true.
It was 4:55, at 5 he gets fired, and he was like, you know what?
Oh, it counts. I'm gonna do this. Okay, it counts. Right. Let me
push this vacation through before I get fired.
Right. I'm counting it, okay? So then, Liana Mormont is outside and talking to Jorah, and Jorah's like, girl, you know it's gonna be like actual White Walkers and shit out there. You probably need to just chill. And she's like, nigga, I'm gonna be fighting. I'm Liana Mormont. I run the Mormonts, and you barely go here, okay? And she was speaking her love language, which is, I'd like to speak to a manager.
Come on.
Right. That's my girl right there, though.
I love
her.
She's the bait. Like, I don't want her to die next. Like, I don't really care that much about most of the people going to battle. Like, anyone can get it because it's Game of Thrones, but it's going to hurt me if she die.
If? You mean when? Because, like, yeah. Again, what's she going to do? Be biting ankles? Like, I mean.
I know.
She, like, 3 feet tall. Like, ain't shit she could do.
Maybe she got hands, man. I mean, Arya be out there. I don't know, man. I'm scared. But, yeah, she was like, I'm going to be fighting. I know that much. And I said, okay, then, little girl. And then she's like, and Cousin Jorah, it's good to see you back. And because he got banished from the Mormonts because he was a slave trader and all this shit. So then Sam sees all this shit, gives his sword to Jorah, like, this my daddy's sword, this Valyrian steel. I'ma go be with my family in the crypt. I don't got no business being out there. And Jorah's like, well, I'ma wield it for your dead daddy. And he was like, all right, cool. So then Podrick back with the warriors, he sings a song, and then we get a little montage. Theon and Sansa was looking at each other. I don't know what that was about. Like, I don't know, that's supposed to be like friendship, romantic.
Let's hope so.
I don't want that nigga being redeemed that much. Arya puts Gendry to sleep. Okay, she chopped Gendry
down.
That's
why I said he was lying about that number.
Right.
He was lying. Three.
She was ready.
Did that look like three?
She was fully awake too. Like, she put him to sleep. She blew his back out. Chopped his cakes down to smithereens. He was getting the sleep of the gods.
He was not ready.
On the eve of battle. Like, when the battle started, he really gonna be in the room like, what happened? Well, did y'all win? Is it still happening? Like, he was knocked the fuck out, man. Oh my god.
She put that assassin on
what? Him. She put the ass in assassin. Okay. That man was through, dead to the bed, as they say. So then, they also cut to Grey Worm kissing Missandei all passionate. I said, oh no, this nigga gonna die.
Right.
Come on.
I need these black people to live. I need these black people to live so bad, man. But God. It scared me. They kissed too hard. I said, oh no. Not my man's.
But you know, with him, he can only go so far though. So, you know, maybe it won't require the same level of energy.
I hope so. I hope so. Right. I don't need my man. I need him alive. Okay. I don't like that. I need them black people on the beach. That'd be the last scene of Game of Thrones. Just the two of them on the fucking beach chilling like, we made it. Them white people was crazy, girl. So then, in the crypt, and they show Jorah on a horse, but it don't matter. So then in the crypt, Danny finds John brooding, as he do. And then, yeah, we all knew it was coming. He's looking at a statue of, Lyanna Stark, his real mama. And Danny came over, was like, who this? And he said, it's Lyanna Stark. And she's like, oh, yeah, I had heard that that Rhaegar, my uncle or whatever the fuck, was like such a cool dude, and he was singing and giving to the kids, but you know, he was actually a damn rapist. They say he stole this girl and raped her. And John said, yeah, that's not true. He loved her. And she was like, oh, for real? He's like, yeah, they got married in secret and they had a son. And I'm that nigga. What's up, auntie? You been having sex with your little nephew. I'm your nephew and I got a claim to the throne.
She was not bothered. She was like, okay, I don't care about that, but are you trying to take this throne?
Yeah, because he said, my real name is Aegon Targaryen. And she did the math so quick in her head and got way past the incest so fast, because that's not a big deal to her family. Like, at one point, her brother even was talking about, like, well, I'm going to be the one that's going to have sex with you if you don't get with Khal Drogo, because they family is all incesty like that. But John don't come from that. He was raised by them Starks. They, you know, that's a problem for him. But she skipped right over that shit. I know John was thinking she was gonna be like, what, you my nephew? Oh my god, I'm disgusted. She was like, Nick, you want the throne? Oh my god, I'm disgusted. What are you trying to do? You see what I'm doing? I'm trying to get the throne. Oh my god.
Yeah, but once again, John though, man, I tell you, this fool can't think his way out of paper bag, you know? Mm-hmm. In a way, he's meant, even though Ned Stark is not his real dad, he's so much like him.
Yes.
And now I'm like, that honesty and shit gonna get you killed. Killed mm-hmm. with a T, right? Cause she looked at him like, oh, I gotta kill this motherfucker too. All right. Yep. I see what we doing.
So then if we have a accident during the battle,
right?
Then it probably would help my ass out, to be honest. Okay, cool. Two birds.
Exactly. I was like, why would you give her the leverage to kill you, fool? I was just, hey, look, Sansa called it. Men do stupid shit for women, and yep. That was stupid.
That
he should have never told her that.
She was like, you don't think it's funny that your brother and your best friend think you the king? Like, they the only ones that know? And he's like,
right.
She did hit
him with that. Don't you think it's funny how?
Yeah. And he's like, but I just know it's true. I just know it's true. So I don't know what you want me to do. And then, right before she could go the fuck off, the horns was for the battle sounded off. This like the fourth time she was about to be like, well, actually, you know what? I'm tired of being nice. Okay. I don't even like your little family. Like she really had to stop and like, oh, there go the battle horns. I guess we'll talk about this later. And she ran off to battle. And, I'm like, Danny, you should have just asked your dragons. Cause you know, they knew.
Right. When he was riding the dragons, that should have teed you off.
You
that should have been the first hit.
That was it right there. You should have came over to Drogon like, why did you let him ride you? You were so cool with that. And then all the general niggas that be riding horses for the White Walkers was on the battlefield, but you don't see the Night King. And that's the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. And everybody gonna die next week. And only thing I'm asking now is what happens if Arya's pregnant, because I mean, we just need
would that
baby have a claim to the throne? I don't know the rules. All right, what are y'all looking forward to next week? I'll start first with you, Karen, then we'll start go with Jamel, and then we'll wrap up.
So much basically, I guess, to see who gonna die, who gonna survive, who gonna make it. I got a feeling it's gonna be really, really epic and a long battle. I think this is going to be similar to the Battle of the Bastards, where it was just like fight, 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 fight. So I'm really looking forward to the action. And I had to be callous, but I know we're gonna see some cool ass deaths.
It's an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh yeah,
hour and 20 minutes. Woo!
Yeah, every episode from this point on is like about an hour and 20 minutes, like it's a movie.
Oh, I'm here for it.
Yeah. Jamel, what are you looking forward to next week?
You know what? Probably. I mean, I think I'm gonna just have to say goodbye to probably some people I really like. I don't see how, say, like Brienne survives. I don't see how Podrick survives. Like, there's just a lot of ancillary characters who I've come to love and appreciate. And, you know, cause it kind of reminds me, I think this is going to be, it has the potential to be worse than the Red Wedding. And I didn't think anything could be as bad as that. But in the Red Wedding, they killed everybody I fucking liked. And I was like, in one scene? Like, right. Y'all couldn't save nobody? And so I feel like this is going to be a reincarnation of that. But it's just, I'm looking forward to things coming to a head, because they've been prepping us for this moment now for 8 seasons. And so now it feels like everything about to come to a head.
Yeah, I kind of turned on the Starks by then because they kept doing stupid shit. But yeah. I did not see that Red Wedding coming. Cause I just never seen a show do something like that, where you just like, you know what? Let's kill them all. They've been doing stupid shit and they deserve to die. I'm like, what? No, hold up. I know y'all killed Ned, but there's a lot of people. Right. Like, these people been in a lot of scenes. You just, now these actors ain't got jobs. Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to the battle pretty much, man. I do want to see if it's going to go, cause I don't think none of their battles ever go as planned. Like, when they wanted to kidnap that White Walker, what they do? End up losing the Ice Dragon. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Everybody talking about all these plans, and ain't nobody mentioned that fucking Ice Dragon yet. They, oh yeah, we'll get the Night King. You know, he gonna come get Bran. I'm like, if he come in with the Ice Dragon, it ain't gonna matter. It's over anyway. So, I'm looking forward to that big ass CGI battle, and who dies and all that stuff. Next week, our guest will be JL Covan, the comedian. You guys know him from Making America Great Again podcast. No, make it podcast great again. Woo, don't say that. Make it podcast great again. He does a Trump impression, no. Mocking Trump. Right. But he'll be our guest next week. So thank you, Jamel. Check out Jamel's podcast.
Yes.
Jamel Hill is unbothered. Well, she is unbothered for like 90% of the show. And then the last 10%, she's like, but actually, this did bother me.
I am a little bothered. Yeah. And I, well, thank you guys for having me on this show, because this was so much fun. You all have been a big part of the reason that I got into Game of Thrones. Me and my fiance, we did it as a group project, as bonding, for sure. So yeah, we did. We decided to take the dip last month and be like, we're going to finish this by the time it starts. But part of the reason why I was sort of excited to jump into this is, and this is the second time I actually started Game of Thrones. Mm. First time the shit didn't go so well. I got bored after like 3 episodes. But Them Thrones hashtag that you guys created was a big reason I got into it. And now that I get all the jokes, it's like the memes are even funnier. I was like, yeah. Oh shit, I get the reference now. This is hilarious. So,
yeah, hey, no doubt. We didn't create the hashtag. Firestarter started it, but then we like definitely use it, peruse it, promote it. So yeah, but still, like, I loved it. The reason I love that hashtag is because so many black people got into this nerdy show that normally people just go, oh, that's white people shit. And it's like, nah, it's actually pretty dope. And there's a lot of stuff we can have fun with here. And, that's dope. And also congratulations on your engagement.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, that's dope. And, I'm glad to see you blowing up and doing big things out there, man. Mm-hmm. You deserve all of it. So
all of it, baby.
We proud of you.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thank you again.
No problem. All right, y'all, check out her podcast. And, like I said, we'll be back. What day will we be back? Friday. Okay. I'm doing a, interview with Kareem Taylor, weact.org. We'll be talking about environmental justice. And then we'll be back Saturday for our feedback show. All right. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.